Ask Alex is on right now, and you can be part of Ask Alex anytime if you got a question. I mean, we prefer to talk to you, but hell, if you want to be anonymous, you can do that too. But none of this happens unless you actually reach out to us. You can email the show, if that's your method, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Follow us on our Twitter and Instagram. It's the same thing, @joeandalexshow, and slide into our DM. Usually, Liv the Web Girl sees that stuff first and then puts it in contact with Alex and myself. And, you know, we hear what's going on, and if it's good enough, we like to talk about it on the air. And we're here to help people, right? This is not for entertainment. We're here to help.
We're here
to make a difference. Oh, God. All right, let's say good morning to Connor on the Joe and Alex Show. Why are we talking to you for Ask Alex, Connor?
Hey, how's it going? This is a crazy situation. I'm calling because I have no idea what to do about, the way my wife has been acting lately.
Okay.
Our relationship has pretty much been amazing, to this point. We never really had any major issues or problems, and I pretty much consider my wife my best friend. You know, she is my best friend. We've been married for 3 years, and we dated throughout college before that, But about 4 months ago, she watched this documentary. It's called The Misrepresentation, something like that. It's like Misrepresentation. It's pretty much about being a feminist and how society tries to force women into beauty and sexuality and pretty much everything of that nature.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Liv the Web Girl is like getting excited hearing the word feminist. Woo!
Yeah. See, I didn't mind that. But now, she took it, too far. Now she's crazy.
What do you mean? How is she crazy?
It's ridiculous. Like, I want to support her. Don't get me wrong, because I'm not a chauvinistic pig, and I don't think, women don't deserve rights and anything like that. That's not me. But she's just taking it completely too far. It's ridiculous. Like, she totally stopped wearing makeup. I mean, which is different, but, it wasn't a big deal at first. But now, anytime we go out, with our friends or anything like that, she yells at other women for wearing makeup.
Ooh, that's not okay. That's not cool at all.
Yeah, why would she do that? It's like a dog barking. It's like, shh, shh, quiet.
I like, okay, I already have thoughts, but keep going.
Yeah, she causes scenes about it and stuff like that. And she always, makes people feel uncomfortable. She burned all of her bras in the fireplace.
Really?
That's expensive.
Really?
Yeah, I came home from work, and she was just sitting in front of the fireplace. So I was like, what are you doing? She was burning her bras.
She wasn't making s'mores, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was like, that's a bit dramatic right there, She has completely stopped shaving, her legs, her armpits, her hair downstairs.
So she's doing, the old school feminist stuff.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, though. But is she, a hairy woman, though? Because some women are, Sasquatch. Other women, it's not that bad. You barely even notice.
I mean, she. I don't want to say her ethnicity because I don't want to offend anyone. But, yeah, she gets a little hairy. And the legs and armpits were bad and the hair downstairs. But the thing that made it worse was her upper lip. She stopped waxing her upper lip.
Yikes.
And it's a little rough because that's all I can look at this point. She's a beautiful woman, with gorgeous eyes, but I just can't stop staring at, this grown out dirt stash that she got on top of her lip. Like, it's like a 16-year-old boy kind of thing.
Like a dirt stash, like a Joe Dirt or something. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God, it's bad.
So have you tried saying anything to her at all?
Oh, I tried. She just goes off. She's pretty much, she's like Marcy Darcy. I don't know if you ever watched Married with Children.
I watched Married with Children back in the day with Al Bundy and stuff like that. But what's she doing?
Man, she is crazy. It's like she pretty much refuses to wear anything but pantsuits, man. Anything but
okay.
Pants.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Yeah, two weekends ago, we went to a wedding, right? And she wore one of my pants.
No, you're kidding me.
That's not a pantsuit. That's like a man's suit pants.
Man, she looked ridiculous, man. It was huge on her.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I feel like I've heard enough. I don't think that you're in the wrong at all, actually, for critiquing and being concerned about your wife's behavior. And here's why. What I have a problem with is... with the feminist movement especially, is almost shaming men into not being proud of their masculinity. I think masculinity is a strength. I think it's important. I don't think it's wrong that you want her to keep her femininity, and you are a masculine male who wants to have that, you know, your wife be feminine like that, and wear, you know, makeup and shaving. I mean, doesn't have to wear makeup every day,
but
I'm assuming, but like
that
special
women
events
have to do all
they
that.
don't but the fact, but if he is going, if he's more attracted to her when she is more put together, she, you know, dresses and skirts and being feminine like that, I don't think that that's wrong of him to do. That's what he's attracted to. He married her because he's attracted to women. He isn't attracted to men.
Women naturally grow hair, though. You understand that, right? Like,
yes,
women
I do.
Grow hair. Like, if you didn't do any of that upkeep, Alex, you'd
okay.
be a hairy beast too. You'd have a nice stash.
So there are women also that prefer their men to shave their underarms. In fact, one of the Egyptians' friends, she likes it if her fiance shaves his underarms. So it goes both ways. It's a preference. That's like me preferring a guy to keep his hair short instead of growing it out long. Naturally, would a man's hair grow out long? Typically, yes, unless
everybody's
he's balding
yes.
like you.
No, I still grow hair. I still grow hair.
Yeah, so like it's a personal choice. Like that's just what he's attracted to. There's nothing wrong with him wanting to her to keep that up. And if she's completely changing everything about her and her looks and all that stuff, I don't think that makes him a bad person to question that and be concerned.
I think the only thing that you have a right to be concerned or question, Connor, is this, and that would be the fact that she's saying things to other women. She can have her own beliefs or opinions.
Oh, that's the other thing,
but
too.
But you can't put them on other people. That's none of your damn business. You keep it to yourself. We can all have thoughts and opinions in this world, but it doesn't mean your thought or opinion is right. That's just your thought or opinion.
Yeah, see that's my whole thing. Like, it wasn't the fact that, you know, she got into the feminist movement. I have no problem with that. My issue is the fact that she's taking it completely to the extreme. It's just ridiculous. Like, she's screaming at women, like I said, that's wearing makeup. And I didn't even finish telling you. When we were at the wedding, she went off on the bride for wearing a white gown. Saying
what?
That, you know, you letting society control you for wearing. Ruined this girl's wedding. She ruined the girl's wedding, pretty much.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's messed up. That part I agree. Like, you need to have a talk with her because that's just in general how you treat people. As far as her not wanting to shave or groom or anything, I mean, that's kind of like her own thing. Would I prefer my wife to do that? Yeah, if my wife started letting a mustache or a beard grow out, I'd be like, hey, you know what? Let me grow the beard. But I'd still love her.
Let me tell you something, Connor. Here's why I'm not a feminist, and I'm very loud and proud about not being a feminist because
listen,
because of what it has become. Let me tell you, the original feminist movement wasn't about all of this. You do as I say only, but don't have your own thoughts. It's supposed to be men and women are equal in all of this, and that women should support other women. But clearly, that isn't happening. Your wife is a prime example of that. That she's saying the way that I live is okay, but the way that you live is not okay. That isn't right. If she's truly a feminist, she should be supporting other women and females that she sees and supporting them. And if they want to wear makeup, if they want to wear a white wedding dress, none of that should matter.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. You're a Christian, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so as Christians believe that they should preach their beliefs in order to save the people around them and in order to preach the gospel and the word of, like, the Lord and everything, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the same thing. Maybe she is preaching all of her feminist values because she feels like she's saving the people around her, and she's preaching her beliefs because she feels like she can make a difference. It's like the same thing. You can't be like, oh, Christians are allowed to like preach all of that and try to change, but like a feminist isn't.
Hold on, I feel like a volcano is about to erupt.
Even with the Christians, it's wrong when you impose on people and force it on people.
I was just going to say.
All right, Connor, can you hang on 1 second, bud?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, everybody will get to talk, including you. 317-239-1009. Ask Alex is on right now. We're talking to Connor, whose wife has kind of changed lately. She watches documentary online or Netflix or somewhere, and it was kind of a feminist documentary, and she's like kind of going all in right now. And he's like, what the hell do I do about how she's kind of changed? Any advice you got?
Right before we went to break, Liv, the web girl, had brought up a point of because Connor's wife, went to a wedding and told the bride, like, why are you wearing white? You shouldn't be doing that. You're like letting society tell you that you have to wear white and all this on a wedding day and all this. So, and Liv brought up the point of, well, what's the difference between her doing that and a Christian talking to people about their views and the gospel and how, you know, the only way to get to heaven is by being saved. saved and all this stuff. And my response to that would be, first of all, no matter if you're Christian or not, whatever your religious views are or political beliefs or anything, bullying someone into believing that is not going to get anyone on your side. So by her going up to people and yelling at them in public, why are you wearing makeup for? You shouldn't be wearing makeup. Or why are you wearing white on your wedding day? You look ridiculous. You shouldn't have to do that and all this. That's not going to get anyone's mind to change. And if a Christian is preaching the gospel like that, that's not Christian-like. So that would be my response to you on that.
You sure? I heard Jesus had a megaphone.
I don't think that existed.
I heard he did back then.
Maybe a scroll that he wrapped up.
All right, Connor, you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, man, we got some people that want to talk to you. We got some social media, though, first, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. What are people saying, Live the Web Girl?
Radio Rod said, okay, I agree with Alex. Never thought that this would happen. And then Angie said, amen, Alex. Masculinity in a man is sexy, just as femininity in a woman should be sexy. We need to stay beautiful for our men, just like they need to stay manly for us.
Agree.
Let's talk to Amy this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What up, Amy?
Hi.
What do you think?
So I agree with Alex in the sense of what she's doing in putting down other women is wrong completely, because there's a difference between having your views and talking about them in a civil manner and then imposing your views on them. It's the same thing with religion, because you have people who do that. And I think that he should talk to his wife and be honest with her about it, because he married her for who she was before all this happened. Now she's changing herself so drastically into a person that he does not like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to talk to her about, but she's so far gone, it's pretty bad, you know? And any social views, political views, or religious views, I agree, you know, live and let live, but when you try to impose it on other people, and that's just bad, you know?
Right, and I don't think that bullying anyone into anything is right. I don't think that. But maybe her eyes are opened up to this whole world. Like, she has no idea that, like, women get suppressed in the way they do by our society, and that they are forced into this role, and they're forced to, like, wear makeup and shave their legs and all of these things because society said that we had to forever ago, because someone said that that was femininity, because they just decided that. So maybe she's realizing all of this stuff, and she has all this, like, pent-up aggression and kind of resentment and just, like, shock. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying maybe that's where she's coming from with the aggression. She's just so angry about it. She's just like, oh my gosh, all of these years.
She needs help. She needs therapy. That's what she needs.
Listen, she's not crazy. Let's not make it like if you go to therapy, you're crazy. And here's the thing. I want it to be publicly known right now. Liv,
I'm not saying if you go to therapy, you're crazy. I'm saying it sounds like if she's that angry about, like, having to shave her legs, then she, instead of yelling at people on the street, she probably needs some therapy to work this out.
Now, what I want to say publicly, though, is this. Liv, I want you to know that Alex and I both,
mm-hmm.
Maybe we're not feminists or whatever. Maybe we are. We support you. You not shaving is totally cool.
Okay. See, I shave my legs, and that's just because, like, I choose to do it. I've done it for my entire life. I couldn't imagine not doing it. I couldn't imagine not doing it. But I do think that, like, who decided that we had to? Who decided that that's what femininity was going to be?
It's not a law. You can choose not to do it.
I know. But and that's not a societal norm. That's not a societal norm. That is considered weird in our society. And I get where you're coming from, Connor, because, like, she is changing who she was. She's not the same girl that you married.
Yeah, see, the thing is this. I'm not basing, you know, anything, my preference on what society cares. I don't care about anything about the society aspect of it. It's pretty much the household thing. It's what I personally like. I don't care if society likes it or not. And I agree with a lot of her views on these things. I actually watched the documentary with her, so I'm not totally against it, but the things that I'm speaking up on are things that's my personal preference, not based on, you know, what society says. I could care less what society thinks.
I think the problem is, no matter what your view is, in any view of any person, mm-hmm. usually when you have an extreme view of something, it's never, ever good. Do you have anything else we got on social media?
I just want to say one more thing. With the makeup, too, why is it... It's the societal norm that women wear makeup. The majority of women in our American culture, in our society, wear makeup. Why is it fair that women have to spend the money and the time to get ready doing their makeup because that's what's expected of them in our society. If you go to a big event and you're not wearing makeup, that's considered weird, not normal.
I don't know why that's considered weird. I don't know why that's considered weird.
But men don't have to.
Because I bring it up all the time. I tell Alex, she always like, oh, I don't look good. I look ugly. I'm like, I think you look fine. Do you look different with makeup? Of course, every woman does. But I think most women... Some aren't that hot, but I think most women are beautiful in their natural state. Can they be enhanced? For sure.
I like
women that are light on makeup.
I know, but I'm saying that's not the societal norm, and like it's considered weird. And don't get me wrong, I like putting on makeup. It's fun for me, but it is like some people, it is a chore, and like you feel almost like you have to do it.
Well, what is Connor supposed to tell his wife?
Yeah, I mean, as we wrap up right now.
I never been like a big makeup guy anyway. My issue wasn't the fact that she stopped wearing makeup, but it was the fact that she complains about other people wearing makeup and the fact that she doesn't wax her upper lip and certain things that is just too much for me, you know?
I think you got to be straightforward with her, Connor. Here's my last piece of advice as we wrap this up. And if you have more advice for Connor, we have to move on because I have a surprise for Joe. But if you have more advice for him that you didn't get to get through on the phone, please comment it on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and then he can read that there or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. But my last piece of advice would be this. I think you just be straightforward and honest with her and you tell her, look, honey, I'm not going to be attracted to you anymore. If this is how you're going to live your life, the mustache, the pantsuits of mine, you know, all these different things, like none of this is not what you're attracted to. I think it's fair to say that. I think she has to know that.
This, I want to take up chauvinistic pig by you.
I was going to say, Connor, don't do that, man. Have a concern and talk with her. But you start doing that, it's like, hey, babe, you know, you're kind of getting fat. You can't be fat like this. You got to do something about that little belly you got going there. You got to get rid of that muffin top. I'm sorry, baby. I love you, though. I think he just has to, like, say one thing and then be done with it. You don't think it's the same thing?
I think that maybe you guys should go to a marriage counselor.
There we go.
That's what I'm going to suggest.
Go.
That's good. There, live with the good advice there.
Yeah, look at that. Ask Liv. Hey, Connor, man, thank you for calling in. Thanks to everybody else that called in this morning, offered advice. Go check it out online and join in the conversation.